Stephen, 10 of the morning now, 7:34 here on a Monday morning. It's time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Stephen Ted.
Did you have
your weekend?
Pretty good. How about
good.
You? Did you have another one of your busy weekends?
This one was a little lighter. Started off with the drone show at Exploration Place. Was really looking forward to the grand opening of the amphitheater, which Wichita Foundation helped fund. And unfortunately, the storms came through, so that got canceled. But that's okay. Still had a good time with community members. And then on Saturday, we had Latin Fest down in Old Town, and that was beautiful, wonderful parade. I had the opportunity to welcome individuals from all across the city and outside of the city. And then Sunday was an opportunity to go and celebrate Pastor Kirkendall and his First Lady on their 16th anniversary at Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, and then fundraiser for the Wichita Cancer Foundation. They do so much to help out families with their premium if they get diagnosed with cancer. So what a wonderful nonprofit organization created by Wichitans to help out, really, not just Wichitans, but people all across Kansas. So big shout out to the Wichita Cancer Foundation.
You mentioned there was a little severe type weather, a little over the weekend. However, we got some much-needed rain, and anytime we can get some rain, maybe the level will come up in that Cheney Reservoir a little bit, huh?
I know. I was hoping that a lot more rain was going on west of us, but unfortunately, as you know, the drought does continue, and we had to extend the drought restrictions past the month of September because of the declining levels at Cheney. So last week we talked about that, and just, again, wanting to remind community members, not just in Wichita, but we have customers that get Wichita water from the surrounding cities, that conservation is still very important. So please don't water your lawns between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. And obviously don't water your lawns when you're not supposed to on that day. But there's lots of tips at SaveWichitaWater.com for anyone that's thinking about conservation methods.
And I think if you got well water, make sure you got one of those signs out there to on display, right?
Yeah, you know, we have had people call in and say that they have well water, but they're also trying to not water between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. because we know that that's the high evaporation time. So
Right. Even
if you're on well water, being a little bit more conscious,
There you go. Hey, got a workshop tomorrow, and as I understand, one of the things you're going to talk about is fireworks, correct?
Yes, correct. So the Wichita Fire Department will give us an update from the 2024 season that we just passed, and then we'll make some observations and what will happen moving forward.
I wonder we'll go find out tomorrow what they have to say. Also, what else on that workshop? You got some money that ARP money? Is that right?
That is true. There are two additional topics. So we'll talk about solar energy and where solar farms are allowed to be located within Sedgwick County and then obviously here in Wichita. But the other big topic that we'll talk about will be ARPA dollars. As you know, we're going to be utilizing some of those ARPA dollars to help with the multi-agency navigation center to help with homelessness. We already approved the purchase of the old Park Elementary School, and now there's already a request for proposals to help us prop up the emergency winter shelter starting November 28th. But in the meantime, we still have to keep working towards the multi-agency portion of it, which is where all the different agencies come together, have a presence inside the MAC so that an individual facing homelessness comes into this one location and then gets connected to the different resources that are out in our community. And so we really want to help people transform their lives by connecting to the right resource. And I do have to mention that this is just one side of the coin, being very compassionate to helping people connect to the resources. But the other side of the coin will be enforcement once this multi-agency center continues moving forward, because we do know that it is not compassionate to see individuals having tents across our community. And we want to help people really find the right resource and transform their lives, connect to the help that they need, if it's substance abuse, if it's mental health, if it's job skills. We want to connect them to the right resource. But again, encampments and enforcement regarding camping laws will be something that will be coming forward in the next few weeks.
We talk about those ARPA dollars. That's pandemic dollars from the federal government. Do you have a deadline? You have to spend that, don't you? Am I right on that? You have to spend it by the,
yes,
by the end of the
year? Yes, there is a deadline to allocate the dollars. Okay. And so we will have some recommendations that staff will show to us tomorrow.
Okay. Very good. Anything else you need to talk about today?
No, just looking forward to the next weekend. As you know, Saturday will be the big Wagon Masters Chili Cook-Off in downtown Wichita. Also looking forward to the Newman University Party on the Plaza next week on Saturday as well. So lots going on in our community. I'm just grateful that I get to share with you all what happened last weekend and what's coming up ahead in the week.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate your time. That's Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with Steve at 10 in the morning.